This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. At least 5 people are dead and 30 injured after tornadoes roared through the central and plain states overnight. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us there were reports of more than 100 tornadoes across several states, and more severe weather is forecast for today as the storms move east.
In Oklahoma, at least 5 died when a tornado touched down in the northwest town of Woodward after midnight, where rescue teams spent hours searching the rubble on the west side of the town of 1200 for anyone trapped or injured. That's a tornado hammering across the line of Kansas, and Governor Sam Brownback told CNN State of the Union that nearly 40% of the state had a tornado warning at times.
There is quite a bit of damage, but God was merciful.
Over in Albion, Nebraska, Boone County 911 Director Cheryl Mahatchik says there was a lot of damage.
Hail sizes were from golf ball to baseball size.
Bill Bunting is at NOAA Storm Prediction Center and calls it a substantial tornado outbreak. He says rescue and recovery operations are underway in many locations.
The areas that were most heavily impacted range from northwestern Oklahoma through a part of central and eastern Kansas, southern Nebraska, and even into southern Iowa.
Andy says more severe storms are forecast for today.
The most likely areas for the most severe storms extends from southeastern Minnesota, northern Iowa, into western sections of Wisconsin. In that area, we do expect to see some significant tornadoes are a good possibility, some very large hail and damaging winds.
He adds that the threat of isolated severe thunderstorms extends from Wisconsin and Minnesota south through Illinois, Arkansas, portions of East Texas, and Louisiana. Allison Keyes, NPR News.